This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. He may not be here today, but we're still going to do it anyways. Dirty's Daily here on The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Colin Neal holding things down on the other side as well. And you spending the first day of 2026 with us. Appreciate you.
Definitely.
You can always join the conversation on the text line 713-572-4610. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. By the way, just after I gave the update, we went to commercial break. Indiana scored a touchdown.
Yes, they did. 10-0.
Yeah, over Alabama here. Still early second quarter. Go Hoosiers. So good start for the number one team. Hey, I'm with you. I'm rooting for Indiana. I love Kurt Cignetti.
Well, it's actually pretty funny because Sam Houston beat him when he was at JMU in the FCS playoffs a few years ago. So
there you go.
If Sam Houston, if not Sam, if Kurt Cignetti wins with Indiana here, the whole thing. Sam Houston beat the national champions? No.
they're gonna raise a banner?
That's a stretch, but good try, Colin. Good try.
Put a banner. We beat the national coach at a different school 5 years ago.
It's right? All about hypotheticals, guys. Hey. Just ask SEC fans.
Well, speaking of JMU, you were taking pride in the fact that they scored more points against Oregon and Texas Tech today.
Yeah. You darn right I did.
So there you go. It's been a good day for the Dukes with that. And then today, you know, their former guy, Cignetti.
You got to find the positive in every situation.
Yeah. Let that be the message for 2026.
You just have to.
Find the positive. Speaking of which, I hope everyone out there had a great New Year's. I went out for New Year's Eve last night.
We see that.
Yeah, that's right. That's
what we see that.
If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, that's where the hat comes from.
Got a snazzy little hat going on here, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It kind of hurts my head, if I'm being honest.
I was wondering why you keep on taking it off, and you're like,
because it's annoying. But then I was like, I'll keep it up. I'll keep wearing it on air, at least. It's the new year.
He's being a good soldier, though. Yeah. He's wearing it for the crowd.
Yeah, that's right.
The audience.
It's once a year. I can put the hat on.
Yeah, one day a year ain't going to hurt you.
Well,
it might hurt you a little bit.
Kind of hurting, but I got a big head. I got a Barry Bonds 2001 head going over here.
Hey, I know the feeling.
Yeah. What you guys do for New Year's though, Chris? Anything fun last night to ring in the new year?
Man, I was chilling. I've worked every day this week, and I will work every day this week until like Saturday. So I was chilling.
Yeah, I hear you.
Talked to some friends on the phone. Talked to my mom, and you know. Hung out though. I did watch the end of the. I finally got around to watching the Diddy documentary.
Oh, there you go.
On Netflix. So I watched the end of
that's
that.
That's a fun way to ring in the year.
I watched the end of that.
Leave that in 2025.
Yeah, definitely. Leaving that. I also watched The Golden Girls.
Classic.
You can't go wrong with
can't
that.
Can't go wrong any year. You can't go wrong with Golden Girls.
They're golden for a reason.
That's right.
Call them Platinum Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Colin, anything fun last night for New Year's?
Oh, no. I just chilled. I played some 2K with the friends and played some Helldivers. I'm a PlayStation guy, by the way, if y'all are wondering.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I'm not really one that likes to go out too much. I like just staying at home. I also had the dogs with me. Thankfully, the dogs this time were actually pretty chill. I was kind of surprised.
Oh, even with the fireworks?
Yeah, I was very surprised. They were just laying on my bed. Got two older ones, mom and dad, and two of their puppies. on the bed, and they were just sleeping. So thankfully, I'm thankful that I didn't have to deal with all that. But long story short, I basically just chilled like Chris over there. But Luke, it sounds like something interesting happened over there.
Yeah, Luke went to a nice shindig last night.
Yeah, we had a fun time.
Yeah.
But I got all sorts of questions. Anytime you go out into the real world, you come away wondering, like, what is going on out there? And New Year's, I've always said New Year's, I mean, good on you guys anyways. New Year's Eve, to me, is one of the most overrated days of the year. I hate these places.
I agree.
These stupid restaurants where they have these fixed menus, and they charge you by the person. Like, let me just get a regular meal. Yeah. And instead, you charge $180 a head. It's like, and then you can only order the three things they offer you anyways.
Yep.
And you pay more for that.
Yep.
But here's my thing. I've complained before about Lyft and Uber before. Ooh. I have the theory that I think Uber Eats has ruined regular Uber, because now people are like, why would I drive with some stranger in my car when I can just drop food off at people's doors and get the same money?
Yeah.
And so I always, maybe this is just a me issue, I don't know about you guys, how often you guys use Lyft or Uber around here. It is so annoying how long it takes now to get a driver. And they don't tell you that. We had reservations at 8 p.m. Anybody that knows me knows I'm always running late. And so it's like, oh, no big deal. The restaurant's like 10 minutes away. They hold the reservation for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me get a Lyft. It was like 7:45. I thought, we got plenty of time. I got a 30-minute buffer here. And when I look at the Lyft and it tells you, driver, 5 minutes away, you will arrive at 8:03. I think, perfect.
We're good.
Yeah. Then you try to get the driver, and it's just, we will reveal your driver details in 60 seconds.
It keeps buffering.
And it just keeps going. It's like, how long does it take? You show me all these cars in my neighborhood. I think it's just false advertisement.
That is annoying.
So you use the app.
That is annoying.
And then you finally get the driver, and it's like, oh, actually, your driver is now 10 minutes away. Yeah. Even though we told you when you booked, it was going to be 3 minutes. It's nonsense. It's garbage. If you did that anywhere else, if I called the driving service and I was like, hey, I need to be picked up at 7:45. No problem. We'll be there.
They will
be
there.
Okay, reservation. And then they tell me, oh, now that you made the reservation, actually, we can't be there till 7:55. It's like, well, then why'd you tell me one thing just so I would pay? The Lyft and the Uber apps, they got a real racket going on.
And they charge you immediately.
Yeah.
They don't waste no time.
And sometimes, if you wait too long to cancel, you could get charged, depending on that whole thing.
Yeah.
They might have fixed that over the years. I know way back you used to get charged to cancel like any time originally. Which was ridiculous.
Luckily, I have not had to use Uber or Lyft in quite some time. But I do remember when I first moved here last year, I had to use it a few times. And yeah, it took a little while.
Depending
on where I was going. Yeah, it can be very irritating, especially like you said, when they tell you he'll be here in 5 minutes. But then when they actually pop up, oh, now they're 15 minutes away. Yeah. Like, well, how the hell did they get further away?
Exactly.
What the hell just happened?
I have no problem waiting if you tell me that's going to be the way.
Yeah, tell me it's 15
minutes.
And
that's like, okay, well, then let me reserve the car a little earlier, which I should do anyways, I guess. But when you tell me, oh, yeah, we got drivers 5 minutes away from you. No. All right, awesome. I got time. I got
they
a few
don't.
Extra minutes.
They
oh,
don't.
Wait, actually, you lied. Your drivers aren't 15 minutes. So I got a real problem with you, Lyft.
Maybe you just tell them you're a bag of groceries.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you figure that out.
That's what I'm saying. I think all the drivers have moved over to delivering groceries and food. And
I don't blame them.
Not picking. I don't blame them either. I wouldn't want a stranger in my car.
All these crazy folks out here.
Think about that. We spent our whole lives being told, like, don't get into a stranger's car.
And then what do we do?
Now we pay to get into strangers' cars.
And just go and just drive with them.
And you don't even get any candy. You're paying them to get in their car. You're not getting the reward. Well, I guess you get the ride, but still. We went to a jazz club last night. Free promotion form. It's called Docs. We originally went to the one in San Antonio. They've opened up one here in Houston within the last 6 months. They're not a sponsor. Maybe they should be. It's a cool place. I was telling Chris about it earlier. I recommend anyone go check it out. Even if you're not a jazz fan, they play all sorts of music. Last night we had Otis Redding. We had Aretha Franklin. We had ZZ Top. We had Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, all jazz style, but, you know, they play modern songs.
It's nice fusion there.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really good. But I was sitting there thinking last night, I mean, you see the top hat. It's a really old school vibe in there. You want to dress up. They try to make the place look a little older and everything, just like the old jazz clubs. But it got me thinking, how come jazz and blues used to be like the top music genres?
Yeah.
How come they are not very popular anymore? I know we've had the advent of rock and roll and rap and hip hop and pop and all these other things that have come along the way. But it used to be like all about jazz. You watch these old movies from where people wore hats like this, and it was always the jazz is the soundtrack, and the jazz is where they're what they're listening to. And nowadays, like, this is just a cool, rare throwback place that there's actual actual jazz club.
Music. Yeah,
that's rare now.
Live music too.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And so I don't know. I was just thinking last night I was sitting there, like, how come this used to? It's like horse racing used to be the biggest sport
in the world. Though it really did,
and then it got passed by. Jazz is horse racing of the music
world. Of the music industry.
Yeah. And rock is baseball, and, you know, rap is the NFL, and pop is the NBA. And they've all come along, and they've taken away jazz. But I'm glad there's a jazz club. I recommend go check it out, Docs. It's really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's a fun little spot, and now that they have one here as well.
So, now you think that New Year's is overrated.
Yes.
I was curious. What's the most, what were the overrated traditions when it comes to New Year's? Because, you know, there's the black eyed peas, there's the cabbage, and apparently there's a ribs, you know, tradition, like superstition where eat ribs. Apparently it's like prosperity or whatever, kind of like the same thing, like the black eyed peas and the cabbage. I was wondering what you thought about that.
I think it's all stupid. I don't do anything like that.
I don't either.
So I don't know.
I did learn about a new one, though. I was talking to a friend last night for New Year's, obviously, and she was telling me that eating green grapes is supposed to be like prosperity. I never really heard that. But
green
then,
grapes?
Yeah. Instead of the red grapes or purple grapes, whatever they are.
What are they supposed to do?
They represent money.
Okay,
green.
So cabbage is the same thing with like money.
Okay, I've heard of the cabbage, and my grandmother's from Texas, so I've heard of some of these things, but I haven't heard of all of them. And then another one she told me about was carrying your luggage outside at midnight.
Okay, wait, what are we doing?
I had to laugh. She thought I was judging. I was like, I'm not judging. I just think it's funny because I'm not superstitious like that. I don't get into all that, but I'd never heard that one. Carrying your luggage outside at midnight.
That just means throw out the dead weight. Kick out your significant other to start the new year. That's who's walking outside with their luggage. You're like, enough of this. It's a new year, new start. You're gone.
I didn't know what to think of it. I was like, okay, I'd never heard of that. Ever. First time.
I never heard of that one. That one sounds
never
silly.
Heard of that one. I was like, all right.
Colin, have you ever participated? Do you eat cabbage on New Year's Eve?
I didn't eat the cabbage or black eyed peas. I ate the ribs, though, because
You guys got him some ribs, huh?
The ribs were really good.
All right, let us know on the text line. Have you ever eaten cabbage on New Year's Eve and then made a lot of money that next year? Let's put this to the test.
We're doing something scientific here.
Have you ever heard of carrying your luggage outside at midnight?
And then going on a great trip that year.
It's supposed to be like great travels are coming up this year, something like that. Yeah,
they could be if you want them to. Who is in control? You're in control
exactly.
of your travels.
I don't know.
I mean, there are certain things that are out of your control, though. Well, other people when you're traveling?
Yeah, they're the worst.
Oh, yeah. You know, but people are the worst in general.
But if you want to go on a trip, don't walk outside with your luggage at midnight because you think like, oh, this is the year I'm finally going to go to France. Well, just go to France.
Just go to France.
No one's going to book it for you. You can just do it.
Maybe that's what people are waiting on.
Which is why New Year's resolutions to me are silly.
Yeah.
You're overweight in November, but you're like, I'm going to wait till January 1st to get healthy. Okay. Why don't you just do it today?
Yeah.
That felt like a personal attack on me.
I don't want to say anything, people but jeez. Like
do you think you're overweight?
Oh, yeah.
He's got two boxes of pizza in there. What do you think?
He didn't eat. In fairness, Colin didn't eat all the pizza. Come on now.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, come on. Let's give him a break.
I don't think you're overweight at all, by the way.
No, you don't look overweight.
I want to get in shape, though. That's the thing.
Better shape.
I want to get in better shape. I don't want to get like very strong. I want to be like in athletic shape. Like I can keep up in the rec playing basketball type shape.
So you still play basketball, though, right?
I want to get more into it. I want to get back more into it. I used to do it a lot when I was in high school, and that's one of my New Year's resolutions, just to be more, go back to the rec, play more basketball, play more team sports where I can.
You know what? Hey, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. You just got to find time. You know what I mean? Just got to find, when you have that elusive day off, go play basketball for an hour and a half.
I'll have a couple days off. I've been up here quite a lot over the past few weeks.
I know you have.
So I'll have some time.
I know. Well, hey, get out there, man.
I used to play pickup every week. It's been about 2 years now. But that's a whole day. You got to get, anyone that's played basketball knows, you got to get in game shape. Like, you could, I ran every day. At the time, I was running every day, multiple miles, but still, I would be out of breath real quick on the basketball court. It's just, it's a different animal. I got to get into that shape. I am so far removed from basketball shape.
When I was living in Austin, I was still playing in rec leagues out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that, you know. I'm retired now. It's been like 7 years ago. So
I'm done. Retired from the rec leagues.
Even just going to like LA Fitness to try to get out there, I'm like, yeah, I can't anymore.
His jersey's in the rafters of the Austin.
I don't know if it's in the rafters, but it's definitely not on anymore.
They tell the story of the one great Chris Partee. They used to realm this building with his physical nature, dunking on these fools. Crossing over, breaking ankles, literally.
I appreciate you acting like I was dunking on somebody. I appreciate that.
That's why they say legends are exaggerated.
Exactly, legend. That's exactly what it is, an urban legend.
Here's my last takeaway from New Year's Eve here for Dirty's Daily. I grew up in the Northeast. I grew up in Connecticut, so right outside New York. I've spent a lot of time in New York. My brother lives in New York City. I was there not that long ago. Yada, yada, yada. Love the Northeast. I love Texas. I don't get on New Year's Eve why we still in Texas or anywhere else in the country, why it's all about New York still. You celebrate midnight at 11 p.m. At Doc's last night, they put on the ball dropping
in New York
from New York.
Wow.
It's 11. It's not New Year's.
Exactly.
Here.
I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then when it comes to midnight, they didn't do anything last night. And I was
really
home, yeah. And I was at home last year. Me and the missus were home last year for New Year's. And so we were watching on TV. Same thing. We watched New York at 11, thought, okay, that's cool. Then there was nothing. We watched the New Year's ball, not even a ball drop, New Year's from, they were in Austin last year, whatever, one of the local stations, whatever, was carrying it. They were interviewing some like chef at midnight. They didn't even acknowledge that it turned midnight. And I was like, what is going on here? I've always lived in the Eastern time zone until I moved to Texas a few years back. And I don't get how outside of the Eastern time zone, like, your New Year's is just whenever it's midnight in New York. Let's have Chicago or something, somebody good in the Central time zone that puts on a comparable show to New York where the whole center part of the country can have their own New Year's at midnight instead of just like, oh, it's New Year's in New York. Let's celebrate at 11. Forget New York. Who cares? That's one city in the whole country. What are they doing on the West Coast?
I think
they're celebrating at 9?
They call it, New York is the Mecca. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why everybody kind of goes with it. Just like anything that comes on TV, someone, you know, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, right.
And then Central and Pacific. You know what I mean? So New York kind of leads the way.
I think PC might have a different opinion on that.
Well, he's from New York.
Yeah, hey, that's fine.
He's from New York. You know, not going to take that from it. No, I get what you're saying.
They can have their ball drop, but like, let's have something else for the Central time zone, something else for the Pacific.
Everyone's balls should be dropping at their own time. I didn't mean it like that, but yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was a late bloomer. I told them I'm going to hit puberty eventually.
At some point.
Someone said Doc's just opened about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I knew it was new
that
here.
Reason.
I guess
it's very new. You told me it was new.
Yeah.
But that's very new, not even a month old.
I went to the one in San Antonio a couple years back. It's really cool. They said they want to go, but assume it's going to be out of their price range. You'd be surprised. Because, Chris, you were looking up earlier. There's $10 tickets for Saturday night.
I know. I think this Saturday it said like $10 entry. Now, I don't know if that was just kind of general or if that was including the show, the actual artists who were going to be performing. But, yeah, I did see $10 entry. So go, whoever sent that text, go check out the website.
Yeah, check out the website.
And look at the calendar.
It is a little bougie, I will admit.
Is it? It kind of seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a jazz club. But that's fine. They want you to dress up. Well, at New Year's, at least. Normally, they want you to dress up a little bit. Don't show up and... You know,
your tank topper.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Be presentable,
please,
but,
people.
But last night, people were in tuxes last night. It's that
It's New Year's.
Throwback.
Yeah,
New Year's, right. You dress up on New Year's anyways. So it's cool. Even though they're not paying. Today, Dirty's Daily brought to you by Docs in Montrose. It's a cool spot. Check them out. I was not an NFL quarterback, but those were my thoughts. I once created myself in NCAA football 2005 and had a mediocre career at Colorado. So I feel like that compares to...
Win any bowl games?
The Meineke Car Care Bowl.
There we go.
Yep.
That's a start.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. Did you get your jersey retired?
Yeah, I was Shedeur Sanders before Shedeur Sanders.
Hey, Colorado.
That's right. I don't know why. I liked playing with Colorado 20 years ago.
Love it.
Coming up, let's see. Coming up is, this is what we want to do, is D'Amico Ryans. We talked about potential coach of the year. Well, let's look at the other side of the coin. Is he a coach that can actually lead the Texans to a Super Bowl? Maybe not this year. But even in the future, is he a coach that could ever actually get that done? We'll talk about it next. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.